to the Gore Girls podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls, everybody. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And this is our first episode of our Creepin' It Real season. Woo-hoo! We're going in on a deep dive into creatures and creature features and sci-fi kind of horror and just all the good monster shit. So, welcome.
So excited. Very excited for this one.
Yes.
To kick us off, we're talking about The Fly, 1986, not like the old one.
Not
we're
the Vincent Price
86. One. Yeah, no. Jeff Goldblum. That's where we're at today. From here on out, we're kind of doing like we each pick a movie every month. I mean, I feel like we've kind of always done it that way, but we're going to add something kind of fun to it. We're each going to discuss why we chose the movie we did for the month. And for The Fly, this was Elaine's pick.
I chose this movie because I'm not a big creature lady, to be honest. There's like very few creature movies that I like, and this is one of two, I think.
Oh.
That
is the thing
really
the other one?
The Thing is the other one. Interesting. For the most part. And I love Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yes. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. That's why I chose that.
Me too. I love Great that. Choice. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this movie, highly recommend you go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. I don't think you'll regret it. And then you can come back and listen in with us, and it'll be a grand old time. But
a grand old time. A jolly time.
Jolly good time. Without further ado, let's get on into it. Okay, so in The Fly, Seth Brundle invented teleportation pods that could change the world. But when Seth makes the mistake of teleporting himself with a fly, everything falls apart and he mutates into like a human fly hybrid shit thing. His love interest, Ronnie, has to do the unthinkable to put this monstrosity to an end.
Love it.
Doesn't she?
Ooh, yes, she does.
So, the intro credits, I didn't really write anything super special for it because it's just, it's intro credits.
I like the music, though.
Oh my god, my pun.
Oh yeah, share your pun.
Yes, share your pun. This is a good time for that.
Okay. If you can say nothing else about Jeff Goldblum, you can say this. He's pretty fly for a white guy.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
That's the name of the episode. But for the opening scene, here we are. So Seth Brundle, right? He meets Veronica. She's also known as Ronnie. She's a journalist. They meet at a science convention, and he invites her back to his lab for a more like intimate interview. There, he shows her his invention of teleportation pods. She doesn't believe him at first, but he proves to her how it works. He figures out she's recording the interview and freaks out, insisting that people can't know about it yet. But she leaves, determined to write the interview anyway.
Both of their hair.
Oh, they have the same hair.
Holy shit.
They have the same hair.
They have the same hair.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Zach and I made a comment later on. They're kind of like the same person.
They're
like
the same.
With their hair and then like the crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like they both have the crazy
eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Charlotte was like, he already looks like a bug. Is that
I had the same thought.
Because he like is like bug eyed. I'm like, oh, he looks like that other movies.
Well, I think that maybe was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe because I had the same note. I was like, the first shot that we get of him is so friggin' eyebally. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I wonder if that was intentional.
He plays the kind of like manic, artsy scientist very well.
Yeah, absolutely.
He does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like so perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I made a note of this later in the movie, but I feel because this is like maybe one of his first movies, you know? He has become like a character of himself. Like he didn't use like the way he talks now is not how he talked in this movie.
Right.
Uh-huh. He is like an exaggerated version of himself now.
Yes.
Like the hand movements and the like way his voice comes out and his delivery.
His inflections and like
how he weren't like that at all in this movie.
Yeah.
This is so funny that you guys are saying this because I have something to say about that later.
Oh
I'm so excited.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel
Go ahead.
I feel like now he's taken like his Jurassic Park character.
Yes.
And just rolled with it because everybody loved him so much in Jurassic Park. Because
Speaking of him in Jurassic Park, Ronald quoted him the whole fucking movie of this. I was like,
finds a way.
Life just finds a way. He's like,
finds a way into your pants.
I was like, shut up. Literally, shut up. I was just like, shut up. Like, we get it.
Hilarious.
You like Jurassic Park. So does fucking everybody else.
I mean, that's who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, honestly. But I was like, shut up.
This is a different movie.
Shut up.
I would not be going back to this man's house.
No.
Dude.
Where is it? In the middle of...
When they roll up and she first looks at it and she's like,
no,
this is it. I'd be like, oh, fuck no. I'm getting murdered. I need to leave.
I'm going home now.
Yeah.
You're welcome for the ride.
It was a different time, man. I tell you. Like, she's just...
Like, she's like, okay, yeah, sure. I'll get back with you. Creepy scientist weirdo dude. What the
fuck? And you know what? I love Gina Davis, too.
Yes. I love her. And
me too.
It bums me out because she's, like, pretty. But this movie, I'm like, girl, hair.
Some of the outfits they put her in, too. I'm like, what the fuck are you wearing?
They didn't do her justice.
No.
And they both are just so cute. And they're cute together. Yeah. Yes. And their teeth are like kind of jacked, both of them.
Yes, I didn't realize Jeff Goldblum got
new
teeth until this movie.
Yeah, and then I looked at his, because I was like, his teeth do not look like that.
No.
So.
He got himself some
teeth. I don't think I paid attention to his teeth at all.
Oh, teeth I pay attention to.
Me too. I like teeth. And I like teeth. His teeth were like quite jacked. But jagged. It's in a cute way.
Yeah,
and not like,
it doesn't bother me.
Not a yucky way.
Messed up, but no. They're not ickies.
And when they... Wait, I'm sorry. They go back to the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, when they get there, why is the only light on the one over the piano?
The piano?
Did you notice that? Oh, I didn't notice that.
It's like
I love that that's what he goes directly to. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I know.
Just, you know, as soon as I walk in, it's the first thing I want to do.
Just so weird.
I usually play my piano.
Yeah.
Also, on the drive to their... his house is so terrible. The scene of them just like hopping along and there's just like nothing, like I don't know, so like, you know, 1980s.
Yes,
they're not really driving.
Like, he talks about his motion sickness, which, you know, is why he kind of made his whole mansion, which is kind of cool. And I'm like, man, that's relatable as fuck because I have been motion sick my entire life.
You know, my motion sickness didn't develop until, the last couple years.
Hmm.
Oh, weird.
And now
same for me.
Yeah, like, I was fine as a kid, and now I'm like, whoop.
Yep.
Whoop. I've always been whoop.
She's so funny.
Designer phone booths.
Designer phone booths.
Oh, yes.
I'm so flirty right away. I'm like, Gina.
I'm like, Miss Ma'am is getting sexual.
What doing?
She just like takes off her stocking all like.
Yeah. Even when she like reaches down for her shoe, I'm like.
This is when he says, I can't let you leave alive.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm like.
I was like, shit. Okay.
I love it because he's so harmless. And it's just because he's like just. This introverted little weirdo scientist that never has any human interaction. Mm-hmm. But if I were her, I'd be like, oh, great.
Okay.
This is how I die.
This is where I die.
I'll be killing you first, I guess. You're dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is when I noted Ronald will not stop with the Jurassic Park lines. It was already annoying me and we're like 10 minutes into the movie.
That's funny.
I also felt as if it was kind of rude for her to be interviewing. Or to be recording.
Yeah, recording him without his consent.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed.
But he's also kind of a dumbass. She was like, I have other people to interview. Like, but how did he totally not pick up on the fact that she was interviewing him?
Absolutely. Right. But also, like, she was so secretive when she put it in her pocket.
Sneaky bugger.
Like, that is not allowed.
Well, she's a journalist. They'll do whatever they got to do to get the story.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the state. Because, like, in Colorado, we're a one-party state. So you don't have to reveal that to the other party as long as you're aware.
If one
person is aware of the recording happening, you don't have to tell anybody else. But that's not
I don't
everywhere.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I had no idea that that was at all.
I think that only pertains anywhere. To audio recording, not video.
Right.
That but makes yeah. sense.
Yeah, one party mm. state.
Huh.
Mm.
Wow. Mm-mm. The more you know, I guess.
I put with the whole tights. I said she is just giving her this man her tights. She just met this man. You floozy. Are we going to talk about the teleportation of the tights?
Yeah.
Now yeah. or yeah. next?
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
We're
okay. There. Well, I didn't know if we were. Sorry.
We're there, man.
The acting during the teleportation part is so. Oh, I'm gonna do this. Okay, now I'm doing this. There's like kind it's of robotic. So mm-hmm. boring. I was like, okay.
If I were either, her, I'd like, be losing my mind.
I know. She was just like, oh, is that like, a hologram?
A hologram.
Just so like,
ah. Yeah, she's and there's like, her response
no music.
Is weird.
There's no yeah. music. I noted there's no music until 19 minutes in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
And it drove me crazy. Because things That's happen wild. And they're just, what? Ah, oh my God. Those are my tights.
That's all I have.
Yeah, same. You can move on if you guys want.
Yeah, that's it. Boring was my last one.
Boring. I didn't think it was boring.
It was just so like, is that a hologram of my tights? And he's like, no. And then she's like recording it. And it's just like, I was like, okay,
you're funny.
Oh my God.
Okay, we get it.
Okay. All right. So yeah. I'll do these next couple together. Okay, so now Ronnie plays her tape of the interview to her boss.
Please keep that in. Her boss. Her boss.
Oh. I'm thinking the name. Stathis, because it's a weird fucking name. It's okay, I'm off. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome.
In my eyes.
Oh, man. That was great.
That was beautiful.
It just keeps playing over it.
Her bath.
I said in such delivery too, like
yeah,
you were confident. You were like,
"Oh my God,
oh shit,
that's my ab workout for the year." I yeah, swear to God,
yeah, seriously, that hurt my tummy. Well then,
I can't wait to hear that.
That's
again.
Where I'm at today. So, Ronnie plays her tape of the interview to her boss, Stathis. But he insists that Seth was conning her. Seth shows up at her office and takes her out to eat and proposes. I can't stop laughing. Get together. And proposes that she follows him through his process and writes a book about it. Ronnie gets home to find her boss, Stathis, who is her ex-lover, in her shower. He asks about her writing on Seth and she tells him that she took a different story. Shall I pause there or should I keep going?
Pause.
Okay.
I hate her boss.
Do you recognize him?
Yes. He looked familiar, but I didn't look him up.
Okay.
Me neither.
Literally, it was killing me. I was like, I know who this man is. And he's from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Oh.
He's the jerk boss in that movie, too.
He must just jerk. Be a jerk. I don't like him.
What I realized.
He has that mole that's very recognizable. Mm.
He's I just a yucky can't man.
And his fucking name.
I hate his character.
That's his first name. That's not
Stathis.
What the Stathis?
Yeah. What the hell is that name?
It's like what stethoscope. Is like I hate it. I hate it so much.
And he is just a douche.
He's a friggin' douche.
I have so much hatred in my body for him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just some of the shit that he says to Ronnie. And yes. then just showing up at her fucking
showing up
apartment
at her house, yeah.
And not giving her the key back. I'm like,
no,
you need to change your fucking house and not work for this man.
Yes.
Yeah. And like she was there. She literally witnessed with her fucking eyeballs
yeah.
what happened. He's like, oh no,
You're just conning you.
He's conning you. Like, it was just a magic trip. Like, what the?
Men be doing that.
Did you say magic trip?
Do you need?
Do you need a time?
What do you need?
I don't know.
What do you need?
I don't know. Sleep, I guess. Fuck.
Yeah,
him in the face, not giving you your fucking key back. And then she just kind of takes it. She really irritates me throughout the movie with how often she goes back to him and how kind she is to him.
How she is, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Don't be nice to that man.
No.
Like literally, why?
Why?
Why? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger. The cheeseburger.
I love how he says cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Did you guys know?
I'm like, what?
Did you guys notice the lighting in the restaurant looked as if there was a green screen behind him, and like he wasn't actually in the restaurant? But when it looked at her, it was normal. But the lighting,
That's interesting.
Weird.
I totally didn't notice.
No. And then also he says details.
Details.
Oh, I love the details.
Yes,
the details.
Love the way he talks. But maybe
I love it.
I love how he talks. I said, like, all of his mannerisms are so uniquely him.
Yes.
And he does this, so, like, with the fist. Like, mid-word tongue lick thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
I love everything about that man. I don't.
I just have a, like, crazy all on the same page
about
him
this time?
I don't know.
Yes, but I don't. I mean, I get that he's attractive, but I'm not like.
I just love him as a human.
Yes. Okay. Great. Yeah.
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 I get that he's attractive. I don't think he's like ugly.
I mean, in Jurassic Park, I mean, woo. But no, I just love him altogether, just as a human.
Yes,
as a human.
And I think like because he does seem so sweet and genuine, and just like this cute guy, he just
and he's just so like excited and passionate about this, and it's just I love it.
And I love that they do that too, because then. For later, it really shows such a harsh contrast with how much he really has changed, you know?
And
they do a really great job with that.
Yeah,
they do.
He does a really great job with it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Performance.
Yeah.
I really love her apartment. I don't know.
Yes, I do, too.
Oh, my God. Me, too.
It's pretty.
The colors and the lighting. And
the shelving.
Like, yeah, I was in love.
It's very really lovely. Cool.
Do we want to move on?
Yeah.
I didn't say yes yet. Okay. She calls him a petty schmuck, which I really love.
Yes.
And then he says, "Do you want me to come back and tuck you in later?"
No.
Who would ever say that?
A disgusting man.
A disgusting
and then
entitled
she asks,
man.
She asked for the key back, and he's just like, "No.
I think I'll keep it.
I think I'll keep
Excuse
it.
You.
No,
you won't.
No.
No.
Quite literally would punch him in the mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Get the
fuck
out of my house and give me my key back.
Also, you guys, I don't know that we've ever been on board with all of us together with something. And I'm very proud right now. This is a bonding moment for us.
It is. We're growing.
Do we want to move on to the next?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So Ronnie is now at Seth's place filming him using the telepods to teleport a baboon. But it fails, and the baboon turns inside out, basically. She records Seth in his frustrated state, trying to figure out what he's missing in the machine. They later get a little freaky, and after he experiments with, like, two stakes and figures out how to fix the telepods. Ronnie leaves the next day, and we see Stathis watching her in his car and follows her to a shop where he confronts her about sleeping with Seth.
That baboon.
I know.
Oh, it makes me so sad. Like, cool fucking effects here.
Yes.
But at first, before we even see it, when it's just the little bloody hand, my heart.
I know. I felt very sad for that baboon.
Mm-hmm. So, where do you just like get baboons?
I have the same question. I'm like, are these provided to him?
From who?
From who?
From whoever
the baboon guy.
This shit?
The company that he works for. They talked about it at the beginning when she asked, like, who was funding this.
Yeah.
I kind of figured that, but, like, why is that allowed?
Yeah.
and don't think also, it really is anymore.
Baboons are very aggressive.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was saying. I was like, he's a very nice baboon. What the
oh
fuck?
My God, you guys, all the monkeys. I have more to say about that later.
Oh yay. Oh yay. Nice.
Yeah. I just again, tights, then straight to baboon.
Baboon. Yes.
No segue. Just tights and baboon.
Baboon. Let's do it.
Not like a sandwich.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's just because he's mm-hmm. done lots of inanimate objects, and so like now this is just the next.
He's just ready.
Why not like a bug?
Yeah,
like a fly,
a mouse,
or yeah, a fly.
This is when I noted the first music.
Mm-hmm.
19 mm. minutes in, right here. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Is it when they're getting freaky, or no?
It's with the
during
monkey,
the teleportation.
Yeah.
The effects on the baboon are quite good. Like the effects in the whole movie are
quite
good
for
the time.
Yeah.
So good.
I saw your long list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yay!
I said I think whoever did her hair should be fired. Mm-hmm. It's so fuzzy and fluffy.
He has like those weird bangs.
Mm-hmm. He's got bangs for sure.
I'm like, what, Damon?
Hers is just real... There's like an airiness about it.
It's airy.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a cloud.
Yeah. It's like a fluff. Mm-hmm. Just a poof of hair.
A wisp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's quite sad.
I love the whole interaction when they're looking at his clothes in the closet. Yes. And she's just like, what the fuck?
Learned it from Einstein.
Like, Einstein.
What a funny idea to like not use any of your intellectual space. On like such
to think about what you have to wear
silly mm-hmm. things when you have
right especially to them because to it's so trivial
those
are just like so fun though.
I know
they are, but like if you're a scientist. You're, like dedicating so much time, I thought that was like a really cute little addition mm-hmm. to his character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He does say though, which I think is really funny, he says computers are dumb and they only know what you tell them.
Yes.
Not anymore.
I yeah, love
not anymore
that.
At this mm-hmm. point, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ew, God.
And because he says that, and then obviously, you know, the computer decides to fuse them together.
Mm-hmm.
Not very smart, man.
Not very smart, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, like, when he lays back onto the, like, the little microchip computer part, whatever, and he's just like, oh, that's where that was, or whatever. But it's kind of cool because it's like that's just showing how fucked it's about to get. And I mean, he kind of created his own demise here.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally
complete foreshadowing of how his technology is going to fail him.
Yes.
Right.
Is going
to betray him. Yep. Yeah, it's it's just so cool.
It's really cool. Also, ew, ow.
and then she like kisses it.
I don't think she actually
kisses
I don't care.
Wound.
I think it's just a general area. I would say let's clean that right away. I'm not kissing it.
You need a Band-Aid, sir.
I do like how he realizes what's missing with the computer and how she talks about the flesh. And he was like, I have to teach it to know what that is. Like, it's just cool. I love it.
Yeah. His little eureka moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a note when he teleports the steak and then he has her try both. He should not have told her which one was the teleported steak.
Yes.
Come on. That's the first
a successful experiment.
No.
Also, the steak looked so
yucky. Yeah, the teleported one was like gray.
Yeah.
Even before, though, when it was like raw.
I don't
It was
like
kind of peacey.
It was just gross looking.
I love steak.
I don't like meat.
I don't like favorite red food.
I just recently to love steak. And let me tell you, a good steak.
A good fucking steak.
Hits different.
Literally. Hi, Dad. It's my favorite. Thank you.
I'll take your word for it.
I love that she says, like, it tastes synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah, because they're just translating.
It's mimicking
what they think a steak should be. And
right.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Also, I also noted that he looks fucking good in that white t-shirt.
Whew.
I said the same thing. I was like,
I was like, oh,
So okay, simple yet so effective.
Yeah. A white or a black tee on a man, like a fitted white or black tee. Yeah. It does wonders.
It just does something.
It just, it really does. It's something special.
Yep.
We're not asking for much here.
Yeah. And
the bar's real low, guys.
Yeah.
The bar is low. Can you try to meet it?
So like on any body type?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I feel like it's mostly flattering on anybody.
Yeah, like even like a dad bod.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like We're it. I think it's bods. Cute. With like a cute little flannel maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Or like some cuffed sleeves.
Mm-hmm. A little cuffed sleeves. Like a little pocket and like something in the pocket.
Sleeves cuffed and then maybe pull up to the elbow and like a watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This
men
fucking guy.
Which
Something
one
you were gonna say?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Men be doing that. Men are fucking horrible.
He's a little. He's a little scary.
Unhinged.
Crazy.
I love his note that she says, "I'm finally on to something huge," and he says, mm-hmm. "Oh, his cock."
Oh.
I know when he said that, I was like, oh!
I was like, surely, cover your ears.
I thought that was very mean. Yeah, ew, he's crazy. I don't like him. And I love that she just tells him off in the middle of the store.
Right, yeah, I like how she says, I'll spend the night anywhere, I damn please.
Yes.
Oh, please.
You tell him.
I wish she had continued that attitude.
I know.
Keep that energy. What? Why are you going back to him?
Like, he was just stalking your ass.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's
confused.
Not the man you should be confiding in.
No.
Like, she doesn't have a best friend. She could go discuss these. Like, no girlfriends anywhere. A sister.
How funny
mom,
is
a mom.
It? There's, like, literally three characters in this movie.
I know. Yes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
that's so like simple.
It. I love it.
I love it.
I, yes, I also love it. So it simple. Works. It works
you know
really
guys,
well.
You guys know how I am.
Nothing with deep. Names
no yeah names and nothing deep just
nothing deep.
Just simple shit
mm-hmm.
It's great.
Do we want to move on to the next?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, so now Seth performs the baboon experiment this time and it was successful. They celebrate, but then Ronnie opens an envelope with a magazine cover of Seth that staff has sent. She leaves to go tell Stathis to drop the story on Seth. It's hers. Seth, take a shot every time I say Seth. Seth gets drunk and upset that Ronnie left, though, and decides to just teleport himself in the pods. It was also successful. However, he didn't notice that a fly was trapped in the pod with him during teleportation. Ronnie gets back and wakes up Seth. He tells her he got drunk and jealous and decided to transport. Seth wakes up in the night by catching a fly in midair. In midair, Ronnie wakes up to find Seth doing acrobatic flips and wild shit in the living room.
Wild shit.
Again, wild shit. With the baboon. He is so cute.
He really is so cute.
They're so fluffy. Gives him a hug.
I know. And Seth's like really good with him too. Very sweet.
Again, where are we getting baboons and also that they're nice?
Yeah.
Well, the fact that they trusted him with a second baboon now.
I know.
Right after the other one.
Whoever's the baboon supplier, they're like, yeah, sure. Here's another one.
Here's another one. You can turn it inside out again. It's fine.
I think it's cute, but at the same time, problematic that, like, I mean, again, we don't know how much time has passed, like how long Ronnie has been with him through this whole process. It could have been months at this point. I don't know. But she's like, let's go on a vacation together. I'm like,
no, what? She says holiday.
Like,
holiday.
They're going on a holiday.
Like, that's a little fast.
Like, aren't you like still strangers? Or,
right.
Or what?
I have to, we have to assume, obviously, that time has passed.
Right.
Because I kind of had that thought too, like, how would he have had the time? Or like, where did the time come from for him to make these adjustments?
Right.
The pods,
right.
Too? But I think that they're so cute.
Oh, they are super cute.
He's like, are we having a romance?
Are we having a romance?
The same note. I was like, who calls it that?
I love it.
Is this a romance we're having?
I love that.
I love that.
I do. I will say that that's probably my one issue with this movie is the timeline is very
vague,
very up for interpretation and unclear.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice to know how long it's
been. Could have added simple just changing of the seasons to give us a somewhat of an idea.
Or like he's taking his scientific notes and we see the dates.
Right.
Something. Just so we get like a basic idea of how much time. Mm-hmm.
I genuinely believe that we should make a movie.
Agreed.
We could totally make a movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Grace is like, no, we can't.
And it would probably end up terrible, but the story would probably be really good.
Yeah.
I'll everything just be in the movie.
Yeah, you're the lead actress.
Right.
Lorelai does costumes, makeup. Kayla does the soundtrack, and I'll write the script. Easy peasy.
There we go.
Done.
Done.
Actually, Kayla and I will write the script together. Because she reads a lot like more than I do. Anyway.
I love the line when she opens the magazine cover and, you know, she's upset. And he's like, what's going on? And she's like, oh, the residue of an old life. It's a great
stuck
line.
On her shoe or stuck something. Stuck on her shoe
that she has to scrape off. It's just
– yeah.
It's a perfect great metaphor.
Writing in this movie. Amazing
it's
writing.
A great, honestly, yes.
It is a great line, but it's also like, what, the residue of your old life from 2 weeks ago? No, I mean, again, with the time thing. I'm like, wait, the fuck?
Like,
the
how long has it been?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did also notice, this actually happens a couple times, but when they kiss, after he's like, are we having a romance? Her eyes are wide open.
Yes, I did notice that as well.
Same thing.
And he does later,
old swole, they suck both have face.
I'm like, close your eyes. Like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
So they kiss, and then I was just like, well, where'd the baboon go?
Yeah.
It's just gone.
It's just in the corner eating a banana. Just chilling, doing baboon shit.
Doing baboon shit, doing hood rat shit with its friends.
And you know what? Here we are again. Why does nobody fucking communicate?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Because she just leaves. She doesn't really give an explanation of what she's going to go do. And so then he gets frustrated and paranoid. And also, he's so fucking impulsive.
Yes.
Okay, fire
well,
sign.
He's also drunk.
He is drunk, but I'm like, that is such a bad idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Mm-hmm. Her boss says, I don't want you to disappear from my life. And then she just says, okay.
And you know
and
what
then
else?
She's like, leaving. He's like, what about sex?
I'm like,
yeah.
And she's like, you're disgusting. Yeah.
He wants to keep her around because she makes him feel good and he wants to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that.
Yep.
And white men. Oh, and you know what? Yep. Also, he says, your discovery is my discovery. No.
Nope. No, it's not.
White men be doing that. All right. I'm just saying.
They do be doing that. They do be doing that, though.
And I thought that was really gross. He's just like the most nasty character.
He's slimy. Yeah. He's very slimy.
So this whole story with a man and a teleportation device and a fly is also the story of Baxter Stockman in the Ninja Turtles. And here we are going back to Ninja Turtles.
As you do.
Yes, as I do. And I had to figure out which came out first. I understand the book came out first, and obviously both are based off the book. But the Ninja Turtles came out a year after this. So I wonder if the creators of Ninja Turtles watched this and were like, we're going to do that.
I bet they did.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know if it was in other things, but yeah. So, you know, here for the Ninja Turtle references.
Yeah.
Love it. when she...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm all...
No, you go ahead.
When she... kissing, and she runs her hand down... his back and there's like the little fly hairs and I'm just like
seriously so gross
so gross.
The baboon is I can't get over the baboon. I love the baboon. He's so cute when he's getting in the pond and he's just chilling ripping up a cushion and then he's like wait where are you going what doing
why? And then he just like puts his paw up on the
cute boy. Mm-hmm.
I just can't get over, like, who the fuck is supplying the baboons? I'm on a different level of the baboons here.
I forgot one of my favorite parts about this whole fucking scene. I don't know why. What else? My mind was, I don't know. Anyways, when he teleports, I always want to say transports.
What he's making, is that what you're saying?
And he's I mean, yeah, that's a plus. But I love all the fucking fog that falls out of the pond with the light. Oh,
yeah.
It's just a cool shot. I love the photography and the effects in this movie. It's just so good.
Can you imagine, though, seeing this movie in theaters? Because light is bright. It's like
blinding.
Because the second time I watched this, I watched it on my laptop and I was like, God damn. So bright.
I love a bit. How he so calmly is like, I went through last night.
Yeah. Like, why are you not more excited about this? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
He's like, I recorded it for you.
Like, that's like, not the same.
Do you guys think, do you ladies think that teleportation will ever be a thing?
No.
Like, there's not
in our
way,
lifetime.
Right?
No.
Mm-mm. There's absolutely, you can't travel through time and space.
Right.
No, you'd be inside out.
Not for an extremely long time, if ever. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I
also, something that I wish we maybe would have seen, and I haven't seen the sequel, so I wonder if they do this there, but like what it's like going in between time and space when you're teleporting.
Yeah. I have a feeling if they did do that during like the time this film was made, it would have looked
really bad.
like
Willy Wonka.
Like lights. Mm-hmm.
But if they were to make it, if they were to make this movie today, I feel like they could make that look dope as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking that too. Like, I would be down to see a Fly reboot or like remake.
Yes.
They would have to do it some justice, but yeah.
They would. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I could see it.
I could too.
Two things. I've said I can't wait to hear what they will say about his body here. He's naked. I'm about y'all.
He is naked.
And then I said, again with the lighting, the blue lighting, and I googled what blue lighting does in movies, and it is for somberness, calm, or sadness.
Hmm.
And I feel like none of that makes sense here.
None of that makes sense for this.
So I was like, why'd they pick blue? Yeah. I feel like they should have picked green.
Green.
Yeah,
green.
Would have been
better. Yeah. Green.
When I see blue, though, I kind of feel science-y. Like X-Men in Professor X's science-y. Brain room or whatever.
Science-y.
Shut up. It just feels like I don't know. I don't mind the blue, but it doesn't really make sense that.
It doesn't, but there's a lot of blue lighting in this movie.
Yeah.
I think we had talked about that, actually, during Pet Sematary, when it's, like, blue with the bush shrubbery.
Yeah.
And we were like, this seems more sci-fi, if anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
We had said that.
Yeah, we did had said that.
We did had said that.
Did I say that?
We're real
sci-fi.
No, I said it that way.
I was like, did I say did had? Oh, my God.
We did had.
You're losing your marbles.
Let me see.
He's so sweaty.
So sweaty.
He's doing all his acrobatic stuff. And like, it's cool. Oh, it's impressive. God. You're strong, but
This scene to me, I had secondhand embarrassment. I was like,
really?
What the fuck are you doing? And she's just like watching him. She
doesn't say a word.
Nothing. If I was briefly dating a man, we don't know, a week, a month, a year, I don't know. But if I came downstairs or wherever and he's just fucking in the Olympics doing the fucking uneven bars, I'd be like, what doing?
What doing?
Okay.
Totally.
Like,
you're
just, even like when he's finished, she still doesn't say anything. Like, are you on like speed? Or something?
Are you
like,
good?
What's going on?
Have you taken any drugs recently?
And we've never seen this behavior from him before. Is this a continuous thing, or is this because he's been fused with a fly?
I think it's because
he's
been
superhuman strength that we don't know about, and flies work out in the morning.
I'm so happy you brought that up, because that's my one thing. I get he's like different now and he's changed. Obviously, he's fucking mutating into this fly fucking thing. But like flies are like so tiny, small. So why does it make him extremely strong?
I don't get that either.
They like, might ants, be strong like ants.
Ants
I don't
are
know.
Really strong, but like I've never.
They're strong for their size.
Scientists have determined experimentally how much a housefly can lift. It's about 10 milligrams or 22 millionths of a pound. That may not sound like much, but it's an impressive 50% of a fly's body weight. You try picking up 55 pounds and flying off under your own steam.
Well, there we go.
All right. There we go. That makes sense.
Apparently, because even though they're teeny tiny, I guess they're super fucking strong. But
for their size, yeah.
Yeah.
So now he's super strong for his size. Mm-hmm.
Well, then I love that they did that.
I didn't know that. So I feel like maybe they should have
elaborated a little bit.
Some way.
Like later on, or maybe when he finds out what's happened, he's like, that's why I'm so strong.
Yeah.
Did you know, Ronnie,
yes,
that flies
yes,
are really
like
strong?
Yes, like a light bulb moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Also,
did you know
that
they could lift 55%?
Oh, as he said that? Wait, you're saying it.
My note here was, I wonder if they had that chair secured to the floor.
Yes, because, come on.
No.
No.
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah.
Do you guys know at all? Like, I'm assuming, right, did he do his stunts? Or?
Oh, no.
I have no idea.
No, he did not. Mm-mm. Those were body doubles.
That makes sense.
It does make sense, but it would have been real impressive if it was him.
Very impressive. It's impressive whoever did it.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know anything else.
I did mention, though, with his gymnastics routine, that he does not stick the landing. You can hear the 2 footsteps. It's like, you did not stick the landing, sir.
Get your shit together, Seth.
Like a 7 score. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As opposed to a 10.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll give him an 8. I could talk about the gymnastic scene forever, but we can go on.
we'll move on for now. All right. So now we see the two are out and about. They stop at a cafe where Seth rambles on about how teleporting purified him and he's never felt better while also filling up his cup of coffee with sugar. The two of them are doing the deed, going on several hours, and Seth wants to keep going. Ronnie finds coarse hairs on his back and cuts them off. He then tries to force Ronnie to go through the telepods, but she refuses, and he loses his fucking shit and says he'll find someone else who wants to join him and leaves. Seth goes to a bar and makes a hand wrestling bet over a girl. He ends up snapping the dude's wrist and takes the girl home. He carries her up the stairs to his loft, teleports for her, and they do the do. He then tries to force her into the telepod, but Ronnie shows up and says, "Be afraid. Be very afraid." And the chick runs off. Seth is starting to look real rough, and Ronnie is upset that he's changing and tells him the hairs she cut were analyzed at a lab, and they came back as insect. And he loses his shit on her again and kicks her out. She walks away sobbing.
I love the detail with the sugar with the coffee, because flies love sugar. And so it's literally like an espresso cup, and he has like half of it full of sugar.
He just keeps filling it, and she's sitting there like,
she's like, what the fuck?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, before they're at the cafe, when they're like walking through that little market, I also thought it was a cute detail that he bought her a necklace.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say, so I didn't cute. Like that.
Oh, I thought it was sweet, because she's like, I don't really wear jewelry. And then she at wears the it because she loves him so much.
Mm-hmm. It is a cute little heart.
I hate her beret. I hate a beret.
I like her beret.
I like a beret.
I love berets. I own hate one. Berets. I never wear it.
Okay,
I think they're
you.
Really cute.
I fucking hate them. Oh my God.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're a vibe.
No. And then he's just, it's so like, they're at the thing and they're not talking, and the fucking necklace is just
I think it's kind of cute.
I don't know. It's just so.
They're falling in love.
Well, good for them.
Accidentally in love. Oh my God. And then we cue the Shrek 2 soundtrack.
Oh, okay. And then with the sugar and the coffee and stuff, he is talking so fast.
So fast.
About fucking nothing. I was like, I can't even keep, I don't even know what the fuck he's talking
about. Rantings of a madman.
Mm-hmm.
Of a madman and of a man. Yeah. Of a man.
Of a man. Fly man.
Yeah. Of a fly man.
Brundlefly.
Yeah, he's a little crazed. here.
Yeah, sure. He is. When she feels like the wiry hairs on him and then she cuts them, this is
the sound.
The sound. Oh, it gave me the chills. Major ick. Like,
you
I don't
feel it. You can feel how coarse they are.
Yeah, it's like wires. Also, his face is already looking fucked up.
Yeah. His transformation happens so fast.
So fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Like, it's right after she, like, gets off of him, and he, like, looks at, he, like, watches her walk away, and I went, ugh. Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, you are looking icky and creepy and all sweaty and
I made a note that I love his undies.
Tidy whities.
His little gray. They're gray, though.
Oh, tidy grays.
Tidy grays. again, he's eating the ice cream. The sugar.
Yeah, what were you saying? Sweet stuff. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's so mean to her.
Here. I know.
I know. He calls her a fucking drag.
I hate it too.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It makes but it's showing the transformation.
Right. It's not him. It's
Brundle.
He's losing his fucking mind. He's turning into an insect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's just fucking raving. He's like, the flesh, you can't even begin to understand the flesh, and like all this
drink
fucking
deep,
and like,
taste not the plasma spring.
Yeah, like what in the actual fuck? I'd be like, okay, we need to take you somewhere. You need to be seen.
Let's like sedate you.
Yeah. No shit. And
go to a just doctor. A bit. Yeah.
Just a tad. Fuck.
Yeah.
When he leaves. Quite annoying. He is wearing gray pants, brown shoes, and a black coat.
No shirt.
Yep.
No, but
but the colors
do not go together.
Very just thrown on.
Yeah.
It was very offensive.
Like you said, he doesn't have the time to think about that. So.
And I love, still, again, we're seeing him with this, like, sugar obsession. And it's just subtle.
Yeah.
But it's enough to make you, like, understand, like, oh, shit.
With the little candy bar as he's walking to the bar.
This
hussy at the bar.
Grace.
Well,
she's not looking at her.
She's a little.
It is what it is. She's icky.
She's like, it depends. What does she say about who she goes home with? On who wins? Or.
What did she say?
She likes that guy tonight.
Oh, she likes that one guy tonight.
Tonight.
She's and he just was loving like, her life.
And she was like, because tonight. Oh, no, and that's fine. She's just like a bummer.
She's a bummer.
I agree.
He's very sweaty again.
Oh, fuck. When they zoom in on their hands.
Oh,
oh my
juice.
God.
Bro, it's juice.
The juice.
Makes me
feel
want
sick.
To fucking bump. Oh, I can't.
Yeah. That was yucky.
You guys know all the how other... I feel about compound fractures.
Oh, it's so good, though.
It's so good.
It's so and good then... that I gagged.
Yes.
Yeah. And this and then is the girl's my just problem like... with this chick. She's like, okay, yeah, I'll go home with you.
What?
Yeah, I would not be leaving.
Because she's like all insulted or whatever. She's like, I'm not a prostitute or whatever. But then like she still like leaves with him, even though he just... broke the bone is out of the skin. And you're like, I'm comfortable going home with you tonight. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. I'll choose that one.
And
you know what
so
I can't
creepy.
With? He's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
And
his skin.
They get back to the place, right? And he teleports for her. She's just like laying there all whatever.
Out in her underwear.
Jacket. And then this just made me laugh. He just like completely planks on top of her and then just lays with his little butt out. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is happening right here? And her face is like under his chest.
Yes.
Just like smushed. I'm like, what?
What's going on?
I don't know if you noticed, but at one point they change the view and you can see like her head and his head. Uh-huh. It is very clearly like a mannequin head. The fucking hair
really
so bad.
I didn't notice.
Oh, that's
funny.
Horrible.
Yeah.
That makes more sense then because like.
Oh no, he would have been
like,
smiling.
Like, I can't fucking breathe. Like, what are you doing?
Also, when they get there, super sexual. Like, can't make it up the stairs, and so he like carries her.
Oh, the he sounds, carries her.
Yeah, the sounds that she's making when they go up the stairs, she's like, "Oh,
yeah, oh, oh my,
yeah."
Also, I feel like this is super normal.
And like, then after, she's like, "Do you want an alcohol rub on your back?"
What does that mean?
Why do you want an alcohol? Why would anyone want an alcohol rub on their back?
Wouldn't that be so drying?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she says, "Are you some sort of magician?" What the fuck?
Did anybody notice how dirty her face is, too? It looks like there's like visible dirt on her face.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Like, I don't know. She's a hussy.
She, the whole scene, it's a mess.
She's strange.
It's a mess. I really kind of wish they hadn't. This is like the one part of the movie that I don't care for. Like, I could have gone without this whole scene with her.
Kind of,
and it still would have been great.
I think all it really does is to show how much he's changed, that he's willing to go be with someone else other than Ronnie.
And expose his whole telepod thing. Because before he wasn't even showing anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And now he's just like, what the fuck ever.
Right.
Love Gina Davis. Love the acting in this movie. But when she be afraid. Be very afraid. I fucking hate it. It makes me cringe every time. I'm
it is cringy.
Stop it, Gina. Stop
it's like the most memorable line of the whole movie.
Oh yeah, it's iconic. But
it is,
but it's so cringy. It's so the delivery is so cringe.
Because the writing is really good in this, but I can't.
Ew, is that when he calls him or calls her his mom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Dick.
I know.
And then Tawny leaves and she has no pants on.
No pants.
All she has is the jean jacket on. I'm like, girl.
Girl, her name is Tawny.
Tawny.
That makes
Tawny.
Sense.
Isn't that the name of a color?
Tawny Brown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tawny Brown. Yeah.
So let's work. Yeah, no.
Nope.
I knew a girl named Tawny once.
Tawny is out there.
We love you all.
All
three of you.
Yeah. Then she takes the hair to the lab.
Okay. Again, I'm not a scientist. Do we just have access to fucking labs?
Well, the magazine she works for is like a scientific magazine, so I wonder if she does have different access.
I missed that. That's
true. Some connections.
Particle.
To baboons and scientists.
Yeah.
Scientific labs to dissect.
I didn't mention it earlier. I kind of forgot. Towards the beginning of the movie, Zach mentioned, he was like, I wonder if Jeff Goldblum's actually really smart because he plays very intelligent characters. So we googled it. Don't know his IQ. In an interview, someone asked him and he was like, oh, I've never tested it. Somewhere between 30 and 197, which is pretty funny.
He's funny.
But Gina Davis.
And that goes to show his intelligence too.
Right. So I'm sure it's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
But Gina Davis has reported an IQ of 140. Whoa. So like,
shit.
She's pretty smart.
Gina Davis is amazing. She's also like a big voice for like women and really involved in like feminism. She is in this documentary called Misrepresentation, where they talk about like the representation of women in advertising.
Oh.
Very interesting.
I bet.
Very interesting. Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
She's great.
Love Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Thelma and Louise. Same.
But yeah, so she's smart. Well, real smart. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he is too.
Are we ready for the next scene?
No.
Yes.
No, but yes.
Yep.
Oh, I said no because I still had something to say, but.
Oh, sorry. What do you have to say?
When she's at his house. Mm-hmm. Or unless. Are you going to get. Are you getting into that now?
We already did.
Well, I said those are not human hairs, but they're likely insect hairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just yell, you're jealous.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte said, does this man look sick to you? And Charlotte said, no, but that looks like a man with anger issues.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Very accurate. True.
Yes.
And yeah, you do kind of like, look sick, Seth.
Yeah.
He kind of like spits a little bit.
Yeah.
And he puts his finger all like close to his face and he's just all weird.
You're
he starts to get so weird.
You're jealous. Yeah. And then he kicks her out. And then I was like, does anybody else just like occupy this warehouse?
Right. Like no one else lives here?
That's a great
question. First of all, it's like in the middle of like a fucking alley.
Yeah, it's like an industrial like area.
Just some abandoned warehouse.
And then he's just in. But then also he chose the top floor.
Many stairs.
If you just owned it, wouldn't he be in the bottom? I don't understand the warehouse. Anyway, we can continue to the next scene.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now Seth looks at himself in the mirror and can't shave the weird hairs coming out of his face. He bites his nail and the entire thing comes off. He rips another one off and his nail beds drip with ooze. He begins to freak out a bit. He runs a diagnostic on his like teleportation machine and it comes back that Seth fused genetically with the fly that was in the telepod. Seth calls Ronnie and tells her he has gotten much worse and she has to go see him right away. She gets to his place and he comes out completely deformed and clearly mutating. He tells her about the fusion with the fly and she freaks out and sobs. He vomits ooze onto a donut. His ear falls off and she holds him as he begs for her to help him.
You guys. You guys. I cannot.
It's so...
It's gross, everything
but it's awesome.
It is awesome. Great. It's fantastic.
Effect. But it's picky.
Oh.
The nails. I have a really hard time with nail stuff.
Same.
Yeah, same.
I do too.
So yeah, like, not my favorite. Like,
even if like you bite your nails, right. Like, love how much it hurts.
Yeah.
And then it just, and the ooze.
The ooze.
When he's shooting out
the ooze.
When he presses on it and it squirts the mirror. Oh.
This doesn't like convince people who bite their nails to stop biting their nails. Don't bite nails.
No.
Disgusting. Did you notice though that you can kind of see that his fingertips are a bit bulbous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
From like the prosthetics.
Yeah.
So disgusting. I can't. And this last time when I was watching, I was eating some French fries.
Oh. Nope.
That I dipped in ranch.
Nope.
Oh no.
And I said, that's enough. It happened at the point that I was like, oh, I'm hungry. And then I was eating and I said, I'm no longer.
Nope.
That's funny.
So disgusting.
Very disgusting. But I did notice, so he has, his face is icky. Mm-hmm. It kind of stops at the jawline.
Mm-hmm.
His nails are icky and he has a weird spot on his back.
Mm-hmm.
For a very long time, the makeup just stops at his jawline.
Yeah, it's really just his face.
It's just his face.
Yeah.
And it was quite annoying. I was like, it's nowhere else. Just his nails.
Yeah. Oh.
And then the sound that it makes, not the one that he bites off, but the fingernail that he pulls off, the sound that it makes, it's like a...
Like a suction almost?
Ripping suction. Ooh.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, like that. But slow. Lasts for like 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh. No.
I like his gloves, his gardening gloves.
I know. While he's on the computer. Yeah.
Wouldn't that still hurt?
For sure.
Yeah.
This is like truly nightmare fuel because I'm scared of like any kind of illness.
Right.
Really? And could you imagine? And then you find out you're turning into a fucking fly.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh no.
The part when he discovers this, when he's on the computer and asking it, like, if secondary element is not Seth, what is it? Yeah. And it's, you know, and then it zooms in on the picture of the fly.
Oof.
So cool and
super cool.
Terrifying. And the score, it just like builds and then it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The score is amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sir Howard Shore.
There is a part. So it's like zooms in on his face and the music's really intense. And there's just a black. It's like a pause for a commercial. And then it goes to black. It was made for TV.
Yes,
100%. That's what I was going to say. It was like it was made for TV. Like that was the intermission part or something.
For a commercial or something.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting.
I thought it was weird because it's the only time that it happens. Yeah. I'm like, you couldn't have thought of any other transition, like show the building again, which they've done multiple times.
Yeah,
like,
right. Then go to her or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I'm glad I wasn't the only one noticed.
Pause real quick. Nope. Do you have a fun fact on that, Elaine?
No.
Okay, can I share then?
Yeah.
It was just something that I found in my research.
Please.
But when I was, you know, doing the search around, I found that this was the first movie to also be, like, premiered on TV.
So when it premiered in theaters,
it premiered on TV on Fox or fucking something.
There you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
How funny.
I just didn't know if you had that, Elaine, so I didn't want to spoil it.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Yeah. When it fades to her and he calls her and then she shows up and then we see him for the first time since this progression. Nightmare
like Fuel. Accident he, thriller.
Holy shit. He does kind of a little bit.
He does kind of.
Yes. With his hair looks and like Michael Jackson
and the
thriller.
But it's just so
ick.
And the makeup is so good. And like the splotches of like the ooze and shit that he has on his shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she holds it. I'm like, don't fucking touch him.
Don't touch him.
His ear fell off of his face. And then just
ooze comes out.
And she holds him, and you know she's getting covered in the ooh.
In the ooze. She's covered in the ickies. But,
yeah.
It's so listen. I just grabbed the top cut.
Oh, it's so.
The lack of blood is the fact that there's none.
Yeah.
There's no blood.
There's a tiny bit later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still so disgusting and horrifying.
It's putrid.
Makes my stomach turn.
Yes.
Putrid. I like when, first of all, that we see all the junk food everywhere. Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's like, I know an old lady who's swallowed a fly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple times where he's kind of funny.
He's funny and crazy.
Mm-hmm. So crazy.
And
the shit that he does with his eyes.
Oh yes,
it's so creepy.
Yeah,
but it's so like.
I definitely got a little misty-eyed when she hugs him, though, and he's like, "Help me!" And so sad, and she looks so scared. They're both just. Oh,
well, imagine seeing the person you're in love with like that.
Struggles so
Are
much.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god!
Yeah,
that would be so much terrifying. To say about that later.
I told. At this point, I told Zach, I was like, I love you, but if you were turning into a fly, I would not hug you. And he was like, oh, no, I don't blame you. I'm like,
your ear pops off.
I guess I just don't love you that much.
For the record, if I ever begin to turn into a fly, just euthanize me.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Take me
out of my, put me down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Yep. Bye.
Anyway.
Take a fork and I'm done.
Yeah, the effects and the makeup here are A1.
So good. The texture of him all bumpy, slimy, and balding, and so good.
The vomit.
It's so offensive.
There's, like, no warning. He's just like...
And I love that. Like, it just happens. We're just there. It's just happening, and there's no warning, and it's disgusting, and it's amazing.
So now Ronnie goes and tells Stathis about what's going on, and he asks to tape her. He asks to tape Seth. He asks her to tape Seth, Jesus Christ, to show him so he can find a solution. There we go. Ronnie gets back to Seth. He's walking around on the ceiling. She tells him she can't handle this, and he says the disease just wants him to turn into a fly. Brundle fly. He has her record his new eating process. Stathis later watches the tape and Ronnie gets home sobbing. She tells him that she's pregnant. Ronnie has a nightmare of her ex taking her to get an abortion. During the procedure, things go wrong and it's like a giant insect egg Maggot.
Yeah.
Her boss says, or, you know, fucking jerk boy, says, do I have permission to claim your body when this is all over?
Yeah.
Now's not the time. The
fuck.
No.
Read the room. Even if it's meant to be a joke, you're a fucking douche.
How about actually just never say that ever?
Never say that ever.
Just like, don't speak ever again.
How about just go away?
Just fuck off.
Evaporate.
Ugh. Evaporate. That's wonderful. I'm going to start telling people that. Evaporate.
Something else. You guys, that's something else that he says is, I'm sure Typhoid Mary was a nice person too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually pretty funny. Yeah. That made me laugh.
Yeah, that made me laugh too, but he's so disgusting nonetheless.
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally put, do I have permission to claim your body? I hate him so much.
I love when they're at his house, back at Seth's house, and he is like on the ceiling and he just like lifts his shirt and he's like, what's this? And they just close, right? And I was like, no, but what the fuck was that? I was like,
he's like, what's this?
I know.
Literally, Ronnie is wearing the same coat that she was wearing when she hugged him when his ear fell off. I'm like, I would burn the coat.
I hope you got that dry cleaned. Fortune.
I hope you got it dry cleaned. It looks like it's suede or something.
Yeah.
So don't wear that.
Yeah, the ooze is not coming out of that.
No.
No, wool. It looks wool. That's even worse.
Wool.
Ew.
His hair and his face and all that, but nothing on his neck still.
I didn't notice the neck.
I really didn't notice.
I'm going to have to watch it again.
Was wearing kind of a higher collar shirt.
I know, but it's still
and
like
with his stance. Yeah. But yeah, you can kind of tell when he moves his head.
Yeah.
Also, his fucking teeth.
His teeth.
His teeth.
They're so creepy.
And I bet that Jeff Goldblum's back probably hurt so bad after this because he's 6'4" and he is like hunched over the whole time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't realize he was so tall.
He's a tall man.
Tall glass of water.
I love Brundlefly.
Brundlefly.
And his fingers becoming webbed together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You.
Yeah. Okay. I hate the video up. He's like, record me eating.
It's kind of funny though.
The way he presents it is funny, but just...
And what a turnaround, because he's like, help me, and now he's like, I'm going to make an informational video on how I eat now.
A PSA on how to become a fly.
Yeah. Yes.
I think he's so just gross. Kind of accepting his fate at this point, because what could he do? What can he do?
Well, yeah.
Nothing.
He's looking at it in a very scientist way. Yeah, he's like, well, now I'm like something that's never existed, so that'll win me some kind of prize.
I know.
Ugh.
It's tragic, though.
And then she's pregnant.
Of course she's fucking pregnant.
Of course she's pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you guys. The Flyman baby. This is where that starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pregnancy is already terrifying, and now you're pregnant with the offspring of a Brundlefly?
Yeah.
Nope. Nope. Count me out.
No, thank you.
And then the fucking nightmare.
Oh my god. Okay, so before she like gives birth, we were all like, what do you think's gonna come out of her? And Ronnie's like, if a bunch of fucking maggots come out of her, I'm fucking done with this movie. And then we were all like closing our eyes, like, what's coming out? What's gonna come out? And then he was like, it's a fucking giant maggot.
It's a giant maggot.
He's, and it's like writhing
her,
and it's
yes.
That thing was fucking cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh, my God. It's just so cool.
He was like, if that fucking ooze shoots out of her, we were all like, what the fuck's going to happen?
What's going to be? This is another movie that was made, I mean, this one was sooner than the others, but a long time ago, and they're talking about abortions, like, kind
abortion.
Of openly.
I was kind of confused about this.
But, yeah, I thought it was ballsy. Like, not only are they talking about it, they're, like,
they're showing it. They're performing it. Yeah.
That's
and
a lot.
Gina Davis's scream is pretty good, but I feel like her face doesn't match.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Like her face isn't quite matching the energy,
right?
Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like it's almost like she's miming the scream, And then it was dubbed in later.
She probably
maybe
was.
She might have been, because like her face doesn't turn red at all. She's just like
Yeah, they might have.
Yeah. There's a lot of blood there though.
Mm-hmm.
Riff stiff.
And to push it out.
Oh, I know.
To God that it was a dream.
Yeah. Yes. So Seth is now completely unrecognizable and grotesque. He's working on perfecting the fusion process through his telepods, but the machine no longer recognizes his voice. His teeth fall out. Ronnie shows up, but he tells her he can't control himself anymore, and he will end up hurting her, so she leaves sobbing. He cries as she leaves. Outside, Stathis is waiting for her, and she screams she needs the baby out of her. They drive off, and Seth was up on the roof, and he heard everything. They get to the hospital. Her ex is friends with the doctor. I put her ex. When I was writing the notes, I put her ex throughout all of it, and then I went in and filled in Stathis because I can't remember his name. They get to the hospital. Stathis is friends with the doctor. Ronnie gets set up in the room, but is left alone, and Seth breaks through the window, grabs her, and runs off with her. On the roof of his loft now, he tells her that she can't get rid of the baby. It's the last piece of the real him.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Right? Maybe.
Yeah. How do you know?
For real.
He's looking everything so about you is altered. I thought it was funny when he puts the pencil in his mouth, and then that's how his teeth start falling out.
Just teeth falling out is another thing that terrifies me. Like,
yeah.
I have dreams about that sometimes where like all my teeth fall. It's the worst.
I made note that this is where his makeup is on his neck now.
Yeah, it's like
it's his whole body.
Also, how is he getting food?
I had the same thought, Grace.
Because there's a lot of food.
It's like they don't
go down there with his little fly body. Puff. Yeah, I'll fucking Uber Eats.
Yeah,
I had the same.
That's thought. An wonderful thought. Point.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, like, before he got nasty, if he just went out and like
just stocked up on a bunch of junk food.
Yeah, maybe with
gloves.
With good gloves observation, for sure.
And we have no idea again the time span.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, is this only a week? Is this like we just, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, months? And she's just found out that she's pregnant, so it can't be that long.
Right.
Right. Because they were going at it, you know, for hours. Not that long ago.
I also think it's funny that he keeps all of his body parts in his bathroom cabinet.
His cabinet. Just
what does he call it?
The bowel.
The museum of the natural museum of Seth Brundle but or something. Brundle.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
But to be honest, if I was in this situation and I knew that there was no way out of it, I would probably do the same thing.
Keep your you old parts. Not...
Fallen off body parts?
Yeah, probably.
Oh God.
Sentimental value.
I mean, it's happening anyway. What am I gonna do?
Right, just throw it
in the garbage disposal.
Really? So your ear falls off and you put it in the garbage disposal?
Yeah,
peace
out.
I'd
rather put in the trash.
As it is, people keep like their teeth and like baby hair. For what purpose?
This is so gross.
Because that's like cute and whatever.
Yeah, but if you're dying, wouldn't you feel like sentimental towards your body?
You're like, someone else could then just find your icky bits?
Yeah, to study if you're a scientist.
Do you know the sound it would make if you put it in the goddamn garbage disposal?
Grace is stuck on the garbage disposal.
This is the worst conversation I've ever been a part of.
Okay, I wish exaggerating. I'm just saying. I want it fucking out of my life. I do not want to look at it. I would not hang on to that.
Burn it.
I think it's so hilarious that he does that too.
And his face is like sideways though. His face like
it's like lopsided, asymmetrical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh. Our flies have lopsided faces?
I think it's just like his body transforming.
His body, yeah.
Okay.
Just kinda
moving at different paces, maybe.
His twitches though.
Yes. So creepy.
The way he is able to act in that full body
it's wild.
Prosthetic and everything is really, really impressive, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. The whole thing about insect politics was kind of weird.
It was quite strange. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of liked it. But honestly, the way that he was describing insect politics kind of sounded like human politics.
Mm-hmm. It probably was like
compassion or compromise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It probably was on purpose.
I really like that part, actually, because, again, he's a scientist. He doesn't necessarily speak plainly about things, and he's trying to convey to her that insects don't have politics. They don't give a fuck. They don't care about feelings. They don't have any other agenda except to just feed, and they're brutal, and this is what I'm becoming, and I can't control myself. I'm going to hurt you. And eventually he gets there, and then she kind of gets it, but yeah, that's his whole point.
I am an insect that dreamt he was a man and loved it, but now it's over and the insect is awake.
Yeah.
Fucking the writing in this movie is so good.
It's really good.
So good.
And it's just so heartbreaking. And the score here is just like hopeless.
Yeah.
It really is. And she's just so distraught.
And this is what I was going to say earlier that didn't make sense. First of all, why is Stathis trying to convince her not to have the abortion? Because he's like, you're not in your right mind. Bitch, you saw what he looked like.
Because it was quite strange that he was like, no, you're not in your right mind. Yeah. And I just said, of course, controlling gross man to save the day.
But I'm like, if this guy wants to control her so much and she has another man's baby in her body, wouldn't he be like,
let's take that out.
Yeah.
Maybe he's morally against it.
Probably.
Maybe.
And it was just out of character for him. I agree, Elaine. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Also, like,
And the way that he is, like, looking over the edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Brundlefly.
Creeping.
And how the doctor is, like, questioning why it has to happen now. And he's like, yeah, but in the middle of the night. And it's just like, dude, just do your fucking job.
Yeah, just do it.
He comes crashing through the window. I like his little fly butt.
His little fly butt.
What I
like about this scene is when Stathis, like, rushes in and he, like, hits his hand on the glass and then he's like...
yes, he, like, looks look at his like... hand over.
There's no blood or anything.
I didn't notice that. That's funny.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
Also, he, like, flies away with her. I was like, she didn't put up much of a fight. She's just
not
like,
at all. She's just like, no, yeah. Seth, no.
And then she wrapped her arm around him. I'm like, you trying to go?
Right.
So can like, maybe
I don't think so.
I think he probably climbs
and jumps.
Super spidey senses.
Yeah.
It's like Spider-Man and Superman together.
Yes, and fly.
And fly,
yeah. And Batman.
And I wonder if, like, when he came up, she was maybe, because she still loves him.
Yeah.
So maybe she was like trying to just give him a hug. And then he was like, nope, here we go.
Nope, we're leaving.
And then he's just all sad about the baby.
Yeah.
And then he's like, please have my baby. I put, bro, look at you. Ain't nobody having a baby right now. Like, you want your baby to look like you?
And yeah, like, he's a scientist. He should know that, like, he's completely genetically altered, meaning.
Yes.
His sperm is genetically altered.
So it's going to be genetically altered.
Also, Ronald, I believe, made note at this time. He was like, this movie is so fucking stupid and ridiculous, and I love it so much. It's one of the best ones that you guys have done. That's what he said. He's like, it's just like a fucking lady that's in love with a goddamn fly that's now pregnant, and she gave birth, and like it was a maggot, and he was like, this is amazing.
It's like those things where really they ask you to like poorly describe a movie. Yes. Or your job, or one of those things. Like, this would be a really hard one to describe.
Yeah, because the overall concept is just silly. Absurd.
It's amazing and it's absurd. Ridiculous it's and amazing. Absurd and
tragic.
So tragic.
And executed so well.
Yeah, it really is.
So well played. It's not actually stupid when you're watching it. It's like, holy shit.
No.
Yeah.
But when you break it down to, like, what you said, just, like, dumb it down to what it is, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm ready for the finale, if you guys are.
Yeah, I am.
Alrighty. So, the finale. Stathis shows up to the loft with a shotgun. He looks at the telepods, and on the screen it shows that Seth is planning on fusing himself with Ronnie and the baby, all into one. Seth falls on Stathis from the ceiling. He vomits onto his hand and ankle, melting them. He passes out from the sheer pain. Seth then almost vomits on his face, but Ronnie stops him. He grabs her and tells her his plan to fuse them. As he drags her into the pod and she fights back, his entire human-ish, what's left, self, sheds off and is now completely a mutated fly. He locks her in the pod and he gets into the other one. Stathis wakes up and manages to get the shotgun. In the nick of time, he shoots Ronnie's telepod, destroying the fusion, but Seth is still transported into the third pod and is now fused together with the telepod. He drags himself out, completely a mess, and Ronnie tries to shoot him but can't. He grabs the barrel and points it to his head. She sobs and pulls the trigger. She then collapses in the aftermath.
Mm. I actually have goosebumps all over my whole body right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This scene is one that
fantastic
has stuck with me forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really great.
It really
acting,
is.
Acting, all of it, yeah. I do love the puking and mm-hmm. then it burns the skin.
Mm-hmm. The melting of his fucking hand and ankle.
And it's just
my
God. A nub.
It's very Indiana Jones, Last Crusade. Is it Last Crusade?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's actually Raiders of the Lost Ark, isn't it?
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yep, that's correct.
And it's funny. It's funny you say that.
Is it funny that I say that? Oh, yeah. I love that.
You'll find
that's
out
exactly
why.
What it reminded me of.
It's perfect.
How funny. I just, you know, again, what made him have like acid puke?
Well, that's what flies do.
That's what flies do.
Yeah.
They
that's how they
vomit,
eat.
And mm-hmm. then it disintegrates, and then they regurgitate it.
Because
like their enzymes like break it down.
Because they don't have teeth.
And they like they don't digest, so it digests it for them, and then they just take in the nutrients.
Yeah.
Great.
Super fucking gross. Flies gross me the fuck out.
Yeah.
When he grabs Ronnie and he's telling her like that he's going to fuse them together so he can be more human than he is now. And mm-hmm. she pushes him away and his fucking jaw just falls off.
His yes.
jaw.
Oh my God.
Just rips and then everything starts to just.
Well, and also when he vomits on Stathis's leg, the fucking like mm-hmm. grin that he has.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When he does it, mm-hmm. like he looks so malicious.
He's enjoying it.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a little impy.
Mm-hmm. He tells her that they're going to be the ultimate family.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh,
so gross.
Oh, it's so gross.
I hate but, it.
Yeah, when he totally turns into the fly, the flesh just like breaking off of him.
Mm-hmm. I put this is
could you
wild?
No.
Could you imagine no. fucking witnessing that?
You would want to fucking die. I would just die.
Up. I would leave the earth
for the rest of my
body. My soul disconnected. Mm-hmm. I am dead.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Peace.
Bye.
I'm good.
Rip in mm-hmm. peace. I am gone. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's so weak, and he's just fucking this fly beast is dragging her, and then she gets locked in. Could you? That'd be so scary.
God, and you're like, so scary.
Guess this is it. Guess I'm getting fucking fused into Brundle fly. Fucking what? Oh my God.
And terrifying. I kind of have a problem with the fact that Stathis kind of saves the day.
I know.
But
I
love that they don't make her beg for his help.
No.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like she's not like, Stathis, help me.
Right. No. Yeah.
Like she's just in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that because mm-hmm. she keeps going back to this man for God knows what reason. For and why? I'm glad that they
mm-hmm.
didn't make her do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh my God. And then it drags itself out of the other pod and the cords out of the end of his body and how he like slithers and shit. Oh my
half
God.
Half man, half fly, half telepod.
Brundle fly pod.
It's so well done though.
It's so good.
It's so good. And she's just sobbing. She's like, mm-hmm.
Her acting here.
Like,
this was like the pinnacle of her acting in the movie.
Yes.
Like the best part. She's just so sad. And when he.
He lifts the
shotgun.
Oh, I know.
I actually shed.
Yeah.
I shed many tears at the end of this movie.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
Tragic.
And I love that it just ends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I said, I was like, yep.
Perfect.
Cut scene, fade to black. We're good.
Perfect ending.
The end, question mark?
No.
Right?
No, the end. No.
It gets dark, but there's still all the lights happening behind her. Mm-hmm. Like, the silhouette of it all is beautiful, and it's just done.
You're just done.
Yep. Fuck. Because how else would you end that?
No, you can't.
No. It's perfect.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you
gonna... I just put that was an experience.
Oh, man. Had you never seen it, Grace? It is.
I don't, maybe not. I don't know. Or it's been a really long time.
Yeah. And Ronald hadn't, obviously, because he was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He's like, maggot, baby.
Yeah.
I knew
all about it, but like, I don't know. Sorry.
That's okay. I missed one of my notes that when he starts forming into like the actual fly and his face is like ripping off. He looks like E.T. for a second.
He does. Yes. Like E.T.
It's funny that you say that.
Is it funny?
Is it? It is funny.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
Cool. Love that.
Well, that's the movie. So for the gore gauge, this is kind of a unique movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What would you guys give it?
As gore, even though it's not like bloody,
right? Because it's still bodily fluids and
mutation.
6, 7.
I could say
I'll go the 6.
Okay.
Oh, 7.
Well, because we got the compound fracture in there,
And
the baboon.
And
the nubs, the maggot, baby.
All of his thing, his nails.
I could do a 7. All right, I'll do 7.
7. I like 7.
I hear you.
Cool.
What do you think, Grace?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid.
It's a gory movie.
It is.
Even though it's not
bloody.
Your typical gore.
Yeah, it's visually hard to watch at some point.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, queasy.
Yeah. Queasy. Does this movie scare you? Did it scare you?
No.
It doesn't scare me. Like, I'm not afraid to go to bed. I'm not afraid of the dark.
No.
But just. It is uncomfortable, and it lingers, you know.
Makes me uncomfy.
Makes you think.
Yeah.
So not
– It's a terrifying
scary,
concept.
Scary, but terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It scared me when I was little because monster shit
for sure.
Scared me. And so I was like, oh, no.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
It scared me. But, yeah, watching it much older now, yeah, definitely it's not, like, scary.
No.
So good, though.
Yeah, so good. One of my,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites.
Yep, I'm right there with you. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Yeah, for real. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Absolutely.
Season movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, well then, let's get into our fun facts. Grace! History time!
Alrighty. This movie was made in 1986, directed by David Cronenberg. A screenplay also by David Cronenberg and Charles Edward Pogue.
Yep.
Okay. Also produced by Mel Brooks. I don't usually say produced, but I found that out and I thought that was pretty cool.
I didn't know that. I've seen this movie a million fucking times.
It's because he didn't want it to seem like a Mel Brooks movie. Yeah. So, David Cronenberg. Fun fact about him. His nicknames, I guess, are the Baron of Blood or the King of Venereal Horror.
Wow. Those are
is quite the title.
Those are some heavy nicknames.
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
Like a venereal disease?
Yep.
Yeah.
Venereal horror.
That's interesting.
It was very interesting.
I like it. We'll make that a sticker.
Ooh, yes. The queens of venereal horror.
Oh, no.
He also did The Dead Zone. His first movie was in 1969, Stereo. I don't know. He also did a movie in this coming out this year called Crimes of the Future. I don't know. He also did Shivers and Scanners.
Yeah. Scanners!
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen Scanners, but I've seen it on my streaming platforms a bunch.
You should watch it.
I've never seen it.
It's classic.
Yeah.
He's also been in a few movies. He's been in Jason 10, or Jason X. and then he's also directed Friday the 13th TV series. Also a Nike commercial.
Oh, okay.
And Nike commercial. He's like, I just had to say all the things because there's literally there's a lot of random things. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you say a Nike commercial?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A Nike commercial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't find out what year it came out. It just, yeah. And then Charles did Psycho 3 and then a bunch of other movies I've never heard of.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. This movie is loosely based on the short story that came out in 1957 and then the movie that came out in 1958. In the early 80s, Charles and co-producer Kip Omen thought the idea of remaking The Fly. Charles first read the book when he was making it. Like, he had never even seen the movie or read the book. They just were like, sure, let's redo this. They did change a few things from the original. Like they wanted the slow progression and focus to be on his changing. In the original, I guess it's a more of an immediate thing. They liked the slow progression. In their version, they wanted to focus on the relationship of Veronica and
Seth.
Thank you. I was like, what the frick is his name? Unlike the original, Cronenberg wanted there to be no villain in the story, but the transformation itself.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Fox did not like the original version that they wrote, and so they had to rewrite it very quickly. Mm-hmm. The movie was the most successful one that Cronenberg did, earning $40 million in the first 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah, I guess that's what the internet says, and the internet ever lies. Cronenberg was pretty surprised that some of the critics saw the movie as a metaphor for AIDS, and he had originally tended the movie to be an analogy for disease itself, like what he interpreted the original to be.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what his, you know, I thought it was pretty interesting because Ronnie was like, this movie's so fucking stupid and all this. And I was like, yeah, but when I explained that to him, he was it like, oh, actually, to it. That yeah. makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And it made more sense to me thinking about that because you're seeing your partner or friend or whatever it is
deteriorating.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you still love them, even though their nails are falling off and their ears are falling off and stuff.
I wonder how people got AIDS, though. Like, why AIDS in particular? Just because of the time period?
It was during the time. Yeah, got I believe it. It was during the time. Yeah, because it was in relevant. The mid-80s or mid to late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that The Fly and The Thing and The Invasion of the Body Snatchers are the top three best sci-fi horror remakes.
I believe that.
Definitely up there.
That's it. That's all I have. Roger Ebert did not do a review of this movie, which I was
surprised. Oh, he should. He's missing out.
Weird.
I know. Shocking. There were some reviews on his website, but it wasn't him.
Weird.
Pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, yeah, the more you know. Okay, Elaine.
Hello.
Behind the scenes.
So this movie was originally intended to be directed by Tim Burton, I guess. But the job went to David Cronenberg. He initially turned it down because he had a commitment to direct Total Recall.
Ooh.
But during the production of that movie, Cronenberg and Dino De Laurentiis had a falling out over directorial opinions of the film, so he left that production and took on this one.
Interesting.
Mel Brooks was one of the main producers, but he purposely kept his involvement secret because he didn't want people to think that the film was a comedy.
Right.
And he even came up with the film's iconic line, "Be afraid, be very afraid."
Oh,
it's a good line. In a production meeting.
Yeah, he invented the line when considering how the characters would react to Seth's transformation.
Hmm. Nice.
Cronenberg faced a lot of pushback from the studio over hiring Jeff Goldblum to star in the film. He was deemed, quote, not bankable enough. Former 20th Century Fox president Larry Gordon called it a, quote, absolutely horrible mistake. But he greenlit the decision anyway because he felt that it wasn't his decision to make.
Not.
Well, yeah, he was right. Wrong.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Other actors who were considered for the role but turned it down. Well, some turned it down, some just didn't get it. Mel Gibson, Willem Dafoe,
Michael
Keaton.
Okay.
John Lithgow.
Hmm.
Which I don't see that at all. He played Judd in the Pet Sematary remake.
Mm-hmm.
James Woods.
James Woods just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss and John Travolta.
Oh, John Travolta. What the fuck? Yeah.
That's no.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum was the.
They made the right choice.
They made the right choice, yeah.
Yeah.
Gina Davis and Jeff Goldblum were dating at the time this film was made. I had no idea that they were ever involved together until my research. None at all.
Yeah.
This made Cronenberg very hesitant to cast Gina Davis in the film.
Mm.
Jeff admits in special features that he was jealous of Gina's scenes with actor John Getz, and he was actually asked to leave the set during the filming of these scenes because he was, like, so jelly.
Oh, wow.
So that jealous in the movie was real.
Yeah.
Mm.
Their relationship affected the way that they performed their roles. Cronenberg said on his commentary track, quote, "The problem really in working with a couple who were so close and had been together for quite some time was that Gina, who was an adept mimic, would basically do Jeff. She was like Jeff in her linguistic rhythm, her speech rhythm, and her body language, because Jeff has a very strange and infectious way of speaking and moving. One of the things we had to do was disconnect Gina and Jeff for the sake of the movie."
That actually makes sense because, like, Max and I have lived together for years now, and I do shit he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just, he, like, does shit that I do. Thing. Like, you pick up on, you feed off of that. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird, but it's very common.
They got married in 1987 and divorced in 1991. Other actresses considered for the role were Jennifer Jason Leigh. I have no idea who she is.
Yeah, I would not have liked that.
She was in an Amityville remake. Laura Dern.
Laura Dern.
Jurassic Park. Lots of other stuff.
Okay.
But Jurassic Park. And Linda Hamilton, who turned down the role after reading the scene in which her character gives birth to the giant maggot.
Okay. Yeah.
She was actually, like, the one they wanted most.
Oh.
Gina Davis says the only time she ever felt grossed out by the amount of gore was in the scene where Seth's ear falls off and she holds him.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So her reaction there was pretty genuine. This is a very interesting fact. Stathis's fate is foreshadowed throughout the whole movie. Most every time he talks about Steth, you can see that his left hand is in his pocket, making it look like he doesn't have a left hand.
Oh, weird.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that's the hand that he loses. Yeah.
Okay.
David Cronenberg makes a cameo appearance as a gynecologist in the movie.
He's the gynecologist?
Yep.
Okay.
Gina Davis says that this was her idea, but there's some discrepancy on this. Cronenberg said that it wasn't something that he wanted, and that Gina asked him to do it because she would feel more comfortable if it was the director. But I also found something that says in the 1980s, Martin Scorsese asked to meet David Cronenberg after enjoying a lot of his movies. And when they met, Scorsese said that Cronenberg resembled a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. And so he remembered this comment and gave himself the role.
Oh.
There's kind of a discrepancy on that. So
yeah. That's funny.
The baboon that appears in the movie was named Typhoon. He was apparently very difficult and dangerous to work with. Everyone on set was terrified of him. He wasn't trained. He was an untrained performer.
Oh, what Jesus. That's terrifying.
Why did he do that?
Yep. He was wild, unpredictable, and very strong.
Well, yeah, after he's a baboon.
After being scared. Yes. After being scared by flashing lights in the teleportation pod, Typhoon busted through the door to escape. And Jeff and the animal wrangler were the only ones who expressed physical dominance on him. So they were the ones that like tamed him on set. So that's probably why he and Jeff had such a good relationship.
That makes sense.
Got a couple of deleted scenes. One involved Seth fusing his pet baboon and a house cat in the pod. The beast becomes very aggressive and Seth had to beat the creature to death with a lead pipe. The scene was considered too dark and was cut, thank God. They believed that this turned Seth into a villain, and they didn't want that.
Right.
Another scene left out of the script was Seth feeding out of a dumpster in an alley before being spotted by a pedestrian. And when she screams in horror, Seth attacks and spits vomit on her before feasting on her body.
Oh, God.
Oh. Also and making him a villain.
Right.
Yes. And then another one is when he dissolves Stathis's leg. There was a scene that was shot that involved close-ups of him consuming the severed foot.
I kind of would have been cool to see.
Kind of wish they would have left that in.
I also wanted one time for him to rub his hands together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Seth's drink deep or taste not the plasma spring is a reference to a famous quote from Alexander Pope's An Essay on Criticism. The full quote is, "A little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep or taste not the Pierian spring. Their shallow draughts intoxicate the brain, and drinking largely sobers us again. The Pierian spring is the source of knowledge, inspiration, or learning."
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. The end. Cool.
The end.
Lots of fun facts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Kayla. Soundtrack score and ratings.
Yes. All right, guys. So score was composed by the Howard Shore. I get that not everybody cares or even knows composers, but you'll know the movies he's done. I mean, I only highlighted ones that, you know, are similar in genre, but he's done a shit ton. He's done Scanners, which you guys should see. It's very good.
I would like to.
Silence of the Lambs. Sliver, Seven, The Cell, Panic Room, Eastern Promises, and then I just have to put this in there because I have to, The Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Go off.
Yes.
Like, go off, Howard.
He's so good. Yeah. He's won several Oscars for his composing because he's just fantastic. It was performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Howard Shore and David Cronenberg created an opera based on The Fly in 2008.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw that and I didn't see it, but I read about that and I watched a couple clips of it on YouTube. It looks fucking weird.
I bet it would be fucking weird. I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, I had that thought when I read that. I was like, I don't know that this would translate very well to
into an theater. Opera.
Like,
I actually, do you have more about that?
I don't. Not about the opera in particular.
There was an audience member that was interviewed for The Guardian in LA, I think. I have a quote if you'd like to hear it. They said, "Honestly, I'm not as enthusiastic as I'd expected to be. It was a little static, a little heavy. Some scenes were magnificent, others lacked rhythm."
I don't know that that would translate well to an opera.
Maybe like a play. Because the movie like takes place in one room basically, so I think it would translate well in that way, but like an opera,
yeah, that's odd.
That's funny,
but the score is so good. Like,
right and so it's cool that Howard Shore helped with the opera because I'm sure the music was great, you know.
Yeah.
But actually watching it be performed was probably odd.
I would love to see someone sing in a fly costume, though.
That's amazing. That sounds
So when creating the big screen version of the score, Cronenberg says that they decided they didn't want a typical film score. He said, "We said no, the music should be operatic because in a way the story is what we would call operatic, meaning very intimate, very intense, very heightened emotions," which, you know, when put in terms like that, for sure. And you can tell with the score throughout the whole movie, it's very, it builds and it gets very intense. And then there's moments where it's just silent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. But I don't know about an actual opera.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For sure.
And then our ratings got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow. Believe it.
Nice.
7.6 out of 10 on IMDb. 79% on Metacritic, which I think again, one of our highest. Then 4.4 out of 5 for an audience rating.
Nice.
So
it I believe all of that.
Yes.
It's an amazing movie.
Yeah, it really is.
Sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic. Love it.
Very cool. I love that he did Lord of the Rings. That's fucking, that's one of my favorite scores of all time. That's just.
I have all three of them on my Apple Music.
Yes.
That's so good. Because
you would.
I know.
Because you would.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Lorelai.
Hello. Hey. Just sitting here, I'm like.
Bring it on.
I'm like, you know. All right. So, special effects designer Chris Wallace, he won an Academy Award for the makeup.
Academy Award.
Academy. Because, obviously. If you are not familiar with this man, he is known for Gremlins, Enemy Mine, Return of the Jedi, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and E.T.
Oh, my God. It's so funny that you said that.
It's so funny, isn't it? There you go. So he created like the entire visual concept of the monster, and he began in reverse. He started with the final creature that the Grendelfly fused with the telepod and worked backwards in 7 stages to get that gradual transformation.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Would.
Yeah. So smart. This took 3 months to do, which is like a very short amount of time. And he almost didn't take on this project because of that. But he was up for the challenge with his team. So the inspiration came from graphic books on disease.
Oh, okay.
Because they knew that Cronenberg wanted it to give that disease kind of feel. So that's what they used. Like I said, it was broken down into 7 stages of like the first 2 being like rashy, discolored skin with sores and lesions and like little fly hairs. 3 and 4, small prosthetics used to make him look like crooked and lumpy and bumpy and balding and teeth falling out and shit. And then the 5th was his like fully, his like full body deformed suit with distorting contacts to make one eye appear larger than the other.
Oh,
okay. And then 6 is the Brundlefly creature where he's like more of like the fly after he like crumbles apart. And this was also, they did use some like rod controlled puppets for this. And then the 7th, the final one, is the telepod fused Brundlefly. And they had a team of 8 people working on this puppet.
Wow. So,
yeah.
That's so cool.
Right? Super impressive. I'm glad that they decided to take it on because
I know
they did a great job.
It's so amazing.
It's amazing.
I want to watch E.T. now.
Right?
Oh, that movie makes me cry.
Me too.
So the makeup alone, like before all the heavy shit, weighed like 5 pounds of just prosthetics. Like when even when he's like all lumpy bumpy.
Jeez.
Like weighed a lot just of like makeup. That's before all of like the
body gear.
And it also took about 5 hours to apply.
Holy shit.
Five hours.
So Chris Wallace, he also designed the monkey cat fused creature that you talked about, Elaine, in the deleted scene that you can find. They have like the deleted scene or like the making of it in like a DVD special.
Cool.
Yeah. So you can see it there. But he created that. We don't know what it looks like.
I'd like to like to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
Me too. So for the acid vomit, it was made out of milk, honey, and eggs. Yummy.
God. So just like snotty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, snotty. Yep.
So gross. Slimy. So for this one, I found it on IMDb. And I'm going to like give that a kind of a direct quote from it. Because I honestly don't really know what part they're talking about.
Okay.
But I'm going to share it with you anyways. So it says, Seth's melting eyeballs were created using condoms. The outsides had contact lenses applied to them to match the makeup worn by Jeff Goldblum. The insides were filled with KY jelly and pieces of shredded rubber. Fishing line attached from the fake eyes to the back of the prosthetic insect head. As the head expanded, the condoms were torn apart, with the KY falling perfectly through the orbital sockets. When do his eyes melt?
That's when his face is melting off.
Yeah, when she pushes his jaw off.
Like pulling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I just couldn't really visualize what the fuck they were talking about.
Yeah.
But they use condoms. So
that's funny. You know, that's fun. Gross, though.
And then for Stathis's melting hand and ankle, they basically placed a mold of the melted hand appendage under a healthy hand mold and then slowly melted it with the lights and a hairdryer. And the camera recorded it at a slow speed, which was then played sped up.
Cool.
That's really cool. I love that.
Yeah. And Wallace said that this was the most difficult effect
to pull. Cool. Interesting.
I wonder if that's how they did it for Raiders of the Lost Ark, too, because it looks like
similar. Yeah, saying that. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that it is, because that's kind of his process. So it's like,
not
it would make sense.
Nazis.
It's so funny that you say that, Elaine.
The maggot baby was an animatronic puppet, obviously. Icky. They did a great job with it. The way it rides.
Really did. Yeah. Dude, it's all oozy.
So for the dude with the, what is it called?
His ankle. Compound fracture.
Yeah, not his ankle, his wrist. Yeah, compound fracture. So for the compound fracture, a plate was glued to the actor's hand that had a projection, the snapping bone, extending a couple of inches down the arm so that when the actor snapped his hand back, the bone came popping out.
Oh, crazy. Oh.
That was achieved.
And that then is so cool, though.
Blood and guts and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, in order to make the baboon seem to disappear, the shot had to be done twice, one with the baboon in the telepod and one without. I'm assuming this is how they did it with all the teleportation scenes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To ensure both shots were the exact same, computers had to be used to control the camera to like keep it
interesting
so that it wasn't.
Didn't move at all.
Askew or whatever.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, that's how they made
many
the
things.
I know.
Yay. That's great.
Love this.
I love it. Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Next week, we're going to talk about The Thing, which is Kayla's pick. Shout out to our newest patron, Chanel. Love you so much. Thank you. If you're not checking out our Patreon yet, you can find us there, Gore Girls. Find us on social media, Gore Girls, everything. We're the only ones.
Hair flip.
Hair flip.
Don't forget to wear your sunscreen, drink your water, wear damn shoes, and lock your fucking doors. Mm-hmm. And if you invent a teleportation system, just make sure there are no flies inside with you. Thank you.
Yes. Do a longer, don't just do tights, baboon, steak, baboon, human. Do
give it a couple more rounds of experiments.
Don't just throw yourself in it. Step four. Yeah.
And don't be scientific carefully.
Don't be a jerk to like
women.
Anybody.
Don't be doing it for like 10 hours. Like, no one wants that. Just
oh my God. Yeah.
Don't be doing
just
that.
Give it a rest. Women.
And don't be like in a arm wrestling competition in a bar. Like
with a random person.
Don't go home with strange men.
Ever. No. Break other
or
men.
Or women.
Or break or other men.
Yeah.
Just don't be doing it. No.
Uh-huh. Just don't be going out to strangers' homes.
Do anything in this movie.
Whatever they do just in watch this movie, do the opposite.
Don't do it.
Do the opposite.
Don't put a bunch of sugar in your espresso.
Yeah. Eat your vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brush your teeth.
Love you all.
Pull your nails off.
Cut them off.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Peace out.
Bye. 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 Bye.